The LCC has received with great, great disappointment the Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index for the year 2023. So now the big question is there hope for Liberia? Our answer here at the LCC is yes. President Joseph Yuma Buaka, in his State of the Nation address, pledged to support anti-graft institutions to lead the charge in the fight against corruption. And so we look forward to this initiative. We here at the LCC, we have now charged ourselves to remain committed. We are going to ensure that come 2024, Liberia is going to improve on any corruption index in the world. We are going to improve our fight, and we are going to ensure Liberia remain or become a society, good governance, transparency, and accountability. And this is a fight that we are calling on every Liberian to join us.
When do you plan to begin taking assets declaration from the incoming Buaka administration?
So in keeping with our code of conduct, section 10.2 as amended, it provides that presidential appointees are to declare their assets 30 days after appointment. And so these officials that are being nominated, some of them have to go for confirmation, and after confirmation, then they have to be officially appointed. During the 30 days period, we will begin to engage them.
So, Councillor, I'm assuming that you have completed declaration with the outgoing church, We Are Government. If that is the case, let me ask you, how successful were you with those outgoing officials?
We have not completed. Like we said previously, it is an ongoing exercise. However, we intend to wrap it up, hopefully, by the end of this week. We did not get 100% compliance. But I can safely say that we got up to 85% compliant.
So if you say you don't have 100% compliant, which officials that are non-compliant?
All of the executive officials in the executive branch have not complied. By next week Friday, whether you comply, you do not comply, we will conclude the exercise, and then we will begin the process of enforcement. We will have to do verification, and then we'll begin the process of enforcing sanction.
That's exactly what I want to ask you, because in case someone does not comply, what options do you have?
There are sanctions that are in our code of conduct. For example, in our code of conduct, some of the sanctions have to do with withholding salary, suspension from your job. But these do not apply to the exiting officials because they're already exiting, so you cannot suspend them when they're exiting. However, we are beginning to take steps. We understand that some of them have January salary that are pending. We're going to work with the finance ministry to see if we can hold those salaries until they can be fully compliant. Then the LCC also has the authority to draw up new sanctions. However, in keeping with our act, those sanctions have to be approved by the legislature for us to be able to enforce. So as we speak, we are basically looking at areas. For example, if you are an exiting official and you did not declare your asset after exiting, we will recommend that you do not get some business services. For example, if you have to register a business, you will not be able to register any new business. You will not be able to get tax clearance. You will not be able to renew your passport or get a new passport. We recommend that you do not even partake in politics for over a couple of period. But these are just recommendations we are going to make to the legislature. And it is left for the legislature to approve that.
Councillor Komanzo, thank you so much. A pleasure to speak with you.
You're welcome, James. Thank you.